Welcome everybody to the March 15th, 2020 class of Tellington Tea Touch for You, celebrating your body's infinite wisdom and cellular wisdom. And I'm Sandy Rackowitz, and I'm here, of course, with Eleanor Silverstein and Linda Tellington Jones, founder of Tellington Tea Touch. So, Linda, is it okay if I just read the first sentence or two of that quote from Abraham?
That's what I was just looking for. But I'd like to first say something. Well, actually, read it. And then.
Okay. So this quote came into my email box the other day from Abraham Hicks, and it says, so perfect for us, your sophisticated physical body exists because of the intelligence of your cells. The intelligence of your cells exists because of their connection to source energy. No more important words were uttered at this time, right now. So.
And what is so interesting about this is that when we made the plan for this week, we didn't have the situation on the planet that we have at the moment. And the fact that what we're going to be doing in the forest today is calling in our guardians to help us in this time. And when I read that, because it came into my box, and I just thought, what, this is like the closure of a circle, because 1976, when I read the words of Sir Charles Sherrington, that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And then over the years, it wasn't until 1983 that the actual circle came. And I left the beautiful path of the beautiful Feldenkrais work and started following the circles. And I realized because of the classes that we've been doing for the last year, what I realized is that this 1 1/4 circle, this is a connector. The circles are a connector to that divine source, that intelligence in every cell in our body. And at this time on the planet, here we are all gathered here together from many parts of this planet. And it's our opportunity to look at the chaos that is happening and the fear, and to consciously together choose love and choose gratitude and choose to hold the compassion for all of those who are in situations beyond their control. And that we, by choosing consciously love and choosing to acknowledge this divine vessel that carries our soul, this body, that by doing this together, we can put that out onto the planet, that memory. It's just amazing. So I would love to know the number of people that read that source energy, because when you go on from the piece from Esther Hicks, from Abraham, it's about recognizing that source energy within. We have this opportunity on the planet today to choose love or fear. And when we consciously choose love, that vibration goes out. It goes out just from all of us being here together and being able to hear and see each other. And I was going to, this morning, start with, as we have been, going into the forest. And before I do, what I would like us to actually, in this physical body, look at your physical body. Let us put one hand over the other on our heart or on our beautiful, beautiful bellies. Take your choice, because it's all part of this beautiful tree that we have, this vagus tree that we're going to be acknowledging more today. And let's choose to do our heart hugs or our belly hugs. And in the process, what I would like us to remember is the fact that when we imagine the face of a clock and put one hand over the other, and at 6 o'clock, move the tissue very softly with whatever hand position you would like. I'm going to choose something different today. I'm going to just take my fingertips together and gently, I'm going to choose to go in a clockwise direction. And as I smile at that movement and feel the tissue underneath my fingers, nice deep breath as I move the tissue around the face of our imaginary clock. As I smile, I activate that beautiful serotonin, that feel-good hormone. And as I move the tissue, I activate the oxytocin, the trust hormone, as Bruce Lipton is calling it. Trust that we will emerge out of this worldwide situation with a new appreciation for each other. And that in the movement around the imaginary clock, we are supporting, activating our right brain, our creativity, our feeling, our intuition, and our compassion. And that compassion, we can feel that compassion fill every cell in our body. And as we move gently around the imaginary clock, and we imagine our numbers on this clock, our 6, our 9, our 12, our 3, by activating and seeing these numbers, we support our beautiful left brain logic that we will be able to take this time and count our blessings, that we can be here together, that we have food to put in our mouths, that we will support each other, that we have a roof over our heads. And in that left brain logic, with that logic, I am going to combine my compassion for all those who are in situations that they momentarily feel lost or hopeless. And that together, let us send to all of those, let us send this message, this knowing that indeed go within, that is where we are all one on this planet. We feel that connection of divine consciousness in every cell in the body. We are walking miracles. We are walking miracles. Remember this. And when we come to that place of fear, which is totally normal, we can use our left brain logic to count our blessings, that we can be here, that we can be together, we can see each other, we can support each other, and we can send that feeling to all those who don't have it, and to all the animals who are feeling this at this time. Just pour love. And in this vessel, in this vessel that is the container for our 100 trillion cells of divine consciousness, of genius, of brilliance, of source energy. Let us logically look at this now. And I would like us to choose, and actually let's first just close our eyes in the moment and choose three things that we appreciate and love about this vessel for our soul. Just feel, what are the parts? What are the parts of you? The actual physical body parts of you that you deeply love and appreciate. And I would like us now to open the eyes and go into the chat and write down at least three in the chat with your name. And we're sending this out to the planet. We're acknowledging this. We're acknowledging this source energy and choosing the parts that we love about ourselves. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to open my chat.
Linda, you're muted.
Now write this in your journal so we have this. And write why, what you appreciate about this part. And now, what I would like us to do is this beautiful body blessing. And for those of you who are new here, this is a way to honor the parts of our body, to imagine that this body, this vessel for our soul, just feel that it is a container for our soul, for these 100 trillion numbers of intelligence, that every cell is a genius. And so let's look at the parts. So for those of you who are on the phone, I'm going to start by taking my right hand on the top of my head and just and support the weight of my own hand, and just very softly, with 1 1/4 circles, say, thank you, my brains, thank you. And I'm going to slide my hand, and if you can only do this in your imagination, perhaps you can't move your hand this much, just imagine you're doing it with us. I'm going to slide my right hand down over my left ear, and 1 1/4, very, very light, just barely moving circle. Thank you, ears, for however you hear. Thank you, my hair. Thank you, my hair that is a connector to my intuition, no? To the universe. Thank you, my neck. And smile, remember the smile, because we activate that serotonin and the dopamine. As we smile, just stretch the lips. Ah, and on my shoulder, thank you for all you carry. Oh, yes, just move a little bit. Move your shoulder under your hand. Feel that movement. And now come down your upper arm. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Or whatever it looks like, whatever muscles we have or don't have. Thank you, my beautiful elbow, my elbow that has 5 perfect little screws in it that holds it in such good shape. Now, thank you, my forearm and my wrist and my hand. And just stay a moment with your hand. Just all that they do, all this amazing hands and what they do for us. Thank you. Now I'm going to leave you to go down the rest of the body, and each of you on the whole left side, reach what the parts that you can and go into your organs and thank your different parts of your organs and your hormones, no? And each part, and actually say thank you. And know that you are boosting your immune system each time you do this. Breathe deeply, smile. Breathe in through your nose with this, what we call orca breathing, and out through gently pursed lips. And imagine these beautiful alveoli, these lung balloons, like filling with oxygen and, you know, just like flattening and pushing that oxygen out with each beautiful breath. And as we're doing this, call in your family and your friends. Call in your moms and your dads, whether they're in the physical or not, and imagine them here. Call in any friend who needs this and imagine that they can feel this on their own bodies as you do this on your body. And when you're ready, switch to the other side. And do the same thing. And remember, if you can't reach it, it's not a problem. We just imagine it. Imagine you're feeling it and showering, filling the cells with light. And reach the part of the back that you can, and what you can't, go to the front and just send that light through your body, through to the cells. Boost your immune system. Boost the immune systems of every person on this planet. Feel our connection, feel our compassion. Fill yourself with that love. And smile with each touch, each place you touch or imagine you can touch. It's the same, whether you imagine it or do it. Now, I would like us to pause a moment, and I would like us to once more go into that place of imagining, close our eyes, and simply shapeshift. Just know that you can do this, and that now we are together in a beautiful, magical, ancient forest. And as we imagine putting our feet down in the forest, walk with your bare feet and feel a perfect temperature, perfect connection with Mother Earth and the breath of her earth. With each breath that you take, just fill your body with this amazing Mother Earth breath. And what can you hear around you? Feel that, imagine that. Which birds do you hear? And what do you hear the wind gently moving through the bushes and the trees, gently? The wind is here with us. And perhaps you can imagine, you can imagine feeling the movement of the wind from the butterflies' wings, the butterflies and the hummingbirds that are here with us going through, paint the flowers you would like them to feel and to have. Paint the bushes you know that certain butterflies love and that hummingbirds love. And imagine our little inchworms Our other little friends, our snails and our slugs and our ants. Just feel this movement. And now, wow, feel the communication that is going between the trees, that reaches out through the forest and support each other. We know scientifically that is happening. We can feel that. Take that beautiful intelligence of nature, of the trees, of the bushes, of the flowers. And now, what would you like to smell? Maybe just make one up. Just take your hands and just like put those bushes and flowers right there that you want. And then imagine taking this beautiful breath and filling your senses, filling your body with that pleasure, that wonderful love of these flowers. And what is it you sense besides these senses? It's a special sense that we know here. Oh, now we're calling in all of our animals. Call in your animals, all the animals who've ever touched your lives. Reach out to all the animals you've worked out to send the love, send the guardian angels. To all the animals you've touched in rescue situations, in shelters, in humane societies, on the street where you've seen various cats and dogs. Know that that is their choice. And simply send love. Fill your heart with the knowing, that memory. And now the feeling that you can feel from the animals who gather around you. Just imagine you can reach down and put your hands on them. And put your cheek against them. To smell their deep, wonderful, beautiful smell and take that into your body, into every sense. Fill your immune system with that love and connection. And now let us join in a circle in the forest. And in the center of our circle, we are going to imagine this beautiful little bubbling, little artesian water that's coming up out of the earth, and beautiful, clear water. And take that water and just imagine you just taking it over your body and in your body and boosting that water in the cells in your body. Plump yourselves with oxygen from your deep breath through your nose, and really push all of the used air out through these beautiful little, I imagine them as little balloons, like filling. Google says we have more than a million of these little lung balloons. Smile at them. Imagine them. Now fill ourselves with that bubbling, beautiful, beautiful water out of Mother Earth. It's her gift to us. And take that and just like imagine now the sunlight around us is very soft, like beautiful sunlight that is flashing as the water drops, as you bring this water over you and you acknowledge the divine source energy through every cell in your body. Look down at your body here and let us in the forest join hands and let us above us. Just imagine this council of animals. I see them, all beings, all animals on the planet. And let us gather just the call in our angelic force, the archangels. Know that they are here with us, and each one of you, of us, and each animal have their angels. Whoa! Just see this above us. Feel this presence. Feel this love. And now call in a guide, a guardian. For some of you, it will be animals. For some of you, it will be your angels. For some of us, it is Jesus. For some of us, one of my angels are my mom and dad. Know that they are here with all our guardian angels. And let us now take that feeling from in our circle. I forgot one thing here. Under us, under our feet, is this beautiful aquamarine crystal in the earth. And that crystal resonates. Resonates with that beautiful crystalline collagen continuum matrix in every cell in our body. So we take the earth, we take Mother Earth into our body. We take the communication of the trees, the communication of the sounds from all these beautiful bees and the ants and all the bugs and the beautiful beings here. We feel them. We become one with them. And we send that out now. We take it out and we take it through the breath of the earth, up through our body, and send it out through our crown chakra, up out into the farthest reaches of the universe, and declare that we are choosing love. We are choosing love. We are choosing to send out love and light. Love and light in the darkness. The darkness is all a part of us. It is our choice that together we can choose light, and we can choose to be one with all that is. And now let us just imagine again in this beautiful circle we're in. Sit comfortably. Just conjure it up. Whatever type of chair or log piece or rock or whatever you would like. We create our own reality. So sit yourself down. And now out in front of you, just put your body, imagine, just take your hands and shape your body in front of you. And feel that vibrational connection back and forth between your physical body and this beautiful body we're putting out in front of us here a moment. And now look at the light. Imagine the light in every cell. Whoa! And with the light, bring the colors you want. Just paint this boots, this beautiful immune system we have, and recognize that when we see in each cell and we light up all those cells with the knowledge that that cell is run by source energy, by divine intelligence, it's a wow. And now let us take that up around the universe. And now just imagine us sending it around the planet. Move your arms and imagine you sending it around the planet to all beings. Wake up, dearest sisters and brothers. through whatever happens in our lives, go within and remember who we are. That we are representatives. We are walking representatives of source energy, of divine energy, of love. And take your imaginary brush now and just like light up this form that you are in front of you with color. What colors do you want to use to really boost yourself, to up the vibrational rate of love in every cell? It's a wow. Take a beautiful, just put in your hand this beautiful paintbrush and put it. I'm going to take a pot beside me. I've got a palette, and I'm going to take that palette and I'm going to just like magic touch these areas and light them up with love in every brush stroke. And as you're doing this, each person, just take a little look here and listen to your body. Find places, however number that number is up to you, places that want love and light and color. Now, just go back into your own body as you're sitting there in the forest on your beautiful chair or whatever that is for you. Log, stone, earth. And find the places in yourself that want to be especially acknowledged and want your love. And if you can, put your hands there on your own body. Make our beautiful, basic, connecting circles, our circles that connect us to that divine energy, that intelligence in that body part. And now on your beautiful representative figure out in front of you, take your brush and just paint that part, wherever it is. And if it's a corresponding part, if it's one side or one part of your body, paint the other side. Bring awareness to the side that is functioning as you would like it. And acknowledge both of those parts. Light them up with light and color in the cells. And you may bring a sound to that. It may be a humming, it may be some music. Bring that music into that part. Let's play with this feeling and movement. Move your bodies as you're sitting here in our forest. Move. And sit back. And now what I'd like you to do is just with your physical hand, just make a boundary, a border on the outside of this vessel, so that you see where your boundaries are. And within those boundaries, this is a container for your soul, for the source energy. And from inside that, we can send connection. And these are our boundaries, so that only light and love can enter into this physical body. that any other emotions that do not serve us from what is going on cannot enter. Only light can enter this vessel that contains our amazing, intelligent source cells. And now acknowledge a guardian or guardians. Many of you will already know who they are. If you haven't yet found that, ask for a sign. Ask for who is your guardian. And ask for, if you don't already have it, because I know many of you do, but ask for a sign so that any time you need it, you have a guardian. We all have guardian angels. Call those in, and then call in other guardians who are there with you, who are always with you. And now let us, in the center of our circle, imagine a pillar of light that comes from the farthest reaches of the planet. And it comes into the center of our circle and connects into the core of the Earth. And now take that pillar of light and expand it so that it completely fills us in that light. Each one of us, we feel that light in every cell in our body, connected to the divine consciousness of the planet, of the universe, to divine consciousness, and into the very center of Mother Earth. And from the very core of this beautiful pillar of light, from the core, take a spoke of light. Imagine just this beautiful light that comes into your heart from the center, fills your heart, and passes around our circle. And then send this through every cell in our body. Send this collective knowing of our oneness with all it is, with all of nature, with all beings, with all humans on this planet. Send this up, fill the entire Earth, take it out, and imagine these guardian angels. I see them all the time. They are surrounding the Earth, simply waiting for us to call them in. They are here for us. And fill this home. Fill your home. Send this to your home from our forest location. Imagine this pillar of light filling your homes. And know that anytime you can come back to this forest and come back to our circle of support and come back to all of the amazing animals and amazing beings and the voices of nature around us. You can be here and feel that love. And now I invite you to come back into your homes. Leave the forest, come back into the form, into your own physical body, and do a few touches just around your physical body, or imagine them as you're sitting there. And when you are ready, smile, do a heart hug. And open your eyes and let us greet each other in this beautiful collection of gathering of people we have here. Take a drink of water. I see a beautiful doggy. Oh, Catherine.
Linda.
Yes.
It's just what we needed.
So what I'm going to now ask you all to do is go to the chat and write your experience, and we will share this with you, because these experiences will fill our immune systems, will boost our immune systems, and as we recognize that connection to all it is, that is sending that love message out. Yes, 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 we choose consciously love over fear. I'm going to start to write a little in my chat. So Sandy.
Yes, I was responding to someone who came in late.
Is this a time
to what?
Take a break.
Yes, perfect. So let's take a 10-minute break. We'll come back at 10 after. And we will start hour two. And you can continue writing in the chat if you'd like, and in your journals, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.